My grandmother is over 80 years of age and still doesn't need glasses. She drinks right out of the bottle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here with the Absolute Philosopher. My grandmother is over 80 and still doesn't need glasses. She drinks right out of the bottle. Now, think what's going through your mind. Are you going through your mind that grandma's a lush, that she's drinking liquor, that she's drinking her corn liquor out of the bottle, that she's drunk, that she's an alcoholic, that she's whatever? Or are you playing with words and making a statement that has two meanings to it, or more, depending upon how you want to take it? But how many of you have known people who work in the fields? And they work in the garden, they work in the fields. So grandma has her bottle out there as she's working in the garden. And so grandma sits down gently, puts her napkin on her knee, takes out her glass, pours her glass half full, and drinks her glass of water. And then when she's finished, she drinks another glass of water, filling it half full. Then she takes her napkin and gently wipes her mouth and closes the bottle and wipes out the glass and puts it away on her tea table as she goes back to her gardening, weeding, clipping the dead flowers and encouraging the live ones and so forth. Now, is that how your grandmother does it? Is that how your 80-year-old grandmother does it? With Ellen, it would be even older than that. Some of you have grandparents that far exceed that, and that's lovely. However, what's going on? What's going on? Are we going to always jump at conclusions just because they sound charming and sort of indiscreet in a way? Or are we going to look at it from the most logical? Now here, my daughter is 8 years old and she doesn't need glasses. She drinks right out of the bottle. Now what would you think she's drinking? A Coke, milk, water, anything. Certainly not liquor. So you see, the telling point is how old she is, you know, how old the person is. And should that be the telling point?
No.
No. I know where you were last night. I saw what you were doing last night. I know exactly what you were doing, and wow. Now, everyone presumes, when you hear that sort of thing, that they were doing something nasty or something unusual. And the fact is, how do you know what I was doing? Why? Because I wasn't doing anything. Oh, weren't you? Are you sure? You know? And then, yeah, no, I wasn't doing anything. Well, what do you mean you weren't doing anything? You were breathing, weren't you? You were alive. Well, I wasn't doing anything bad. Well, who said you were doing something bad? You see, right away, we want to jump into there and think that it is something negative. Instead of being naive. And if somebody comes up to a naive person and says, well, your 80-year-old grandma doesn't use glasses, she drinks out of a bottle, you know. And you say to yourself, hey, drinking out of a bottle is a normal thing, you know. I like my Pepsi-Cola right out of the bottle. And what does Brian, our handyman, like? He wouldn't know a glass if he saw one. He opens his cans of Diet Pepsi or whatever he drinks there by the dozen every day. It gives him his high and his low and keeps him on the go. And now, if I said, Brian is drinking cans all day long, you know, And you say, well, how can you stand up? What do you mean, how can you stand up? Well, if you're drinking cans of beer all day long, you know, well, it's root beer. Or it's Coke or whatever. You see, what I'm suggesting to you is no matter how easy the comment comes in that encourages us to think in a negative way, we don't have to. We don't have to. Maybe the little girl was drinking liquor, and maybe the grandma was drinking water, you know? Maybe the little girl was doing something she shouldn't have been doing, and maybe the grandma was doing something she does all the time. If we are very careful how we jump to our conclusions, we will find that life's not that much fun. But who says that jumping to conclusions is fun? Some people do. Some people like to jump to conclusions. They think that's a wonderful thing to do. And as long as it is, then so it is. Now, Ellen jumped to a conclusion today, and she jumped to the conclusion that our worker, his son came to do something for him, and she jumped to the conclusion that he was going to help him. Well, with all the people up there having finished no more than they did, they must have had a coffee clutch, you know. I mean, I think if we were to watch them work sometime, we would probably be very drowsy in the process. I know what the problem is. Do you know what the problem is? Ellen is born in the temperate zone. Herb is born in the temperate zone. Our workers are born in the semi-tropical zone here, whatever you want to call it, where they like to sleep and like to just go along gently, like the Mexicans, you know, yes. Siesta, always siesta. And we have to be careful what sort of conclusions we're drawing, what sort of attitudes we're coming to. Because sometimes it may be right, and most of the time it's wrong. Because just what do you think when you hear, my grandmother's over 80 and still doesn't need glasses? Well, the first thing you think is she doesn't need to have glasses to read with, right? All right? And then she drinks right out of the bottle. You think, my goodness, she's a lush, you know? She's a drunk.
I only get that now.
Oh, you didn't get that before?
No, I only get that now.
Well, I'm glad that I gave it a rehash. Now you understand.
Yes. And I always thought of glasses.
Well, glasses were the right thing to think of at first.
To see.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But also, my grandmother's over 80 and still doesn't need glasses. She drinks right out of the bottle.
Yeah, this is nice.
She doesn't need glasses to see.
Okay. That's what
but,
I thought.
But the inference is just where you went.
Right.
And you see how misdirected we can be. Be careful. Life's full of wonderful little potholes, and try not to step in them. You could twist your ankle. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.